Much of the state has received record levels of rain and snow so far this year. And in Northern California, there are signs that the drought may be coming to an end. Things like full reservoirs, record snow levels, and flooding. But as FM89's Ezra David Romero reports, much of the region remains in extreme drought.
All this talk of the drought nearing an end has me wondering whether this is just all wishful thinking. UC Davis water expert Jay Lund says that depends on where you live.
We're not going to be so hard-pressed for the most part this year in providing water for most of the state. There'll be some places, actually down in Tulare County will be one, that won't get all the water they would like.
Recent storms are filling reservoirs across the state, and the ample snowpack could bring a steady flow of runoff later this year. But even still, Lund says areas like Tulare County are in a predicament due to overpumping of groundwater, which could take years to build up again. Lund says that means no matter how much precipitation Central California gets, the drought isn't ending here anytime soon.
I think it's arguable that in some parts of the Tulare Basin, you might never recover that groundwater that was depleted during this drought. And the value of surface water that you would like to have some ways to recharge the groundwater is so valuable in the immediate year that you very little of it will make it to recharge.
Eastside citrus grower Bob McKellar knows this all too well. 5 out of 6 wells on one of his plots of land went dry last year. With all the rain, he's trying to stockpile water in the earth underneath his farm to avoid the same thing next year.
The water's coming down the St. John River and the Cahuilla River, and all of our ditches are full, and almost all of that water is going back into the ground. So what we're getting right now is quite helpful. It'll be part of the answer.
Still, McKellar says he's not that optimistic that farms like his will be allotted enough water stored in reservoirs this year. For him, the drought isn't over.
There's two parts of the drought. The weather, and the other part of the drought, as far as farmers are concerned, is due to government regulations. Even if all the reservoirs were chuck full, a lot of that water is going somewhere else.
He's referring to salmon restoration efforts on rivers and growers with rights to water before him. McKellar's not alone in this struggle. Westside melon and vegetable grower Joe Del Bosque says he loves the extra moisture, but says he'd be surprised if he has enough water come summer for his crops. His water supply comes from Northern California.
If we don't have that water, we're in a drought. With all of this precipitation we've got, we're not going to get our full amount of water. We haven't been able to get water effectively across the delta into San Luis Reservoir.
That reservoir is currently about 70% full. Del Bosque says more needs to be done to build up water levels underground in the short term. There is some planning under the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act, but any decision is years out, prolonging a remedy for the deficit of water in the earth under our feet.
We've been extracting it at a pretty good clip the last 3 or 4 or 5 years. And only this year is some of that moisture starting to go back. I don't think we're seeing enough of that.
That lack of groundwater recharge isn't just a problem for farmers. Whole communities are still dealing with the issues of dry wells due in part to the lack of groundwater recharge. There are still about 400 homes with dry wells across Tulare County. Andrew Lockman is with the Tulare County Office of Emergency Services.
We are continuing to get dry well reports. And the thought was, okay, they're not going to have people going dry in winter when hopefully we're getting rain. And that's not shown to be true. So we actually have people that have gone dry, you know, December and January.
Lockman says it could take years before precipitation that falls today fills the groundwater deficit in Tulare County.
Think about how long the water takes to percolate into the soil. If you're in an area where it's going to take 2 years, you know, we have this, you know, great rainfall, the rivers are running and everything right now, at the beginning of 2017, that may end up in your well in 2019.
That means people in Tulare County may have to deal with drought conditions for years to come. Lockman says the only real solution to all this is to stop talking about groundwater recharge and to actually set aside water for restoring these aquifers today. With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Ezra David Romero.